हरे कृष्णा। अहंकार इज इक्वल टू अहम प्लस कार। यू आर योर कार डिक्लेयर्स अ एड विच शोज अ पर्सन ड्राइविंग प्राउडली इन अ फ्लैशी कार विथ पीपल अराउंड वॉचिंग विथ देयर आईज बिग विथ एनवी। सो दिस सॉर्ट ऑफ एड अल्यूड्स टू हाउ इन अ स्टेटस ड्रिवन वर्ल्ड people are defined, determined by their externals. So the idea is people will determine who you are by what kind of car you are driving. Now beyond that statement about one's status, actually this ad also illustrates how we misidentify with that which we are not. So, taking this at a more preliminary level, you know, the Bhagavad Gita explains that we are not the body, but we are the soul. However, we presently identify with the body. So, this misidentification is brought about by a subtle arrangement which causes the spirit to identify with matter, and that is called ahankar. So now, the Bhagavad Gita 7.4 describes the various material elements. Bhumirapo nalo vayu kham mano buddhirevacha ahankaraiti yamme bhinna prakritirashtadha. So, it describes that earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego, these are my separated energies, Krishna says. So, ego here refers to ahankar. It is the subtlest of all the subtle elements. It is subtlest of all the material elements, and it brings about it is like the intermediary which brings about the soul's identification with matter. Now, at the same time, ahankar is also a conception. Krishna will use the word ahankar later. Dambho darpo abhima. Anahankar evacha. One should not have ahankar. So now, if ahankar is a element which is object, which is objective reality, there is something called ahankar, then how can Krishna say that one should not have ahankar? One should anahankar evacha. So actually that's because there is the ahankar is not only an object, it is also a concept. That means ahankar as a concept means I identify with the body. I identify with the things which I feel proud about which I want to show off to the world. So the ahankar as a object becomes a tool. So it is the subtle object through which the ahankar as a concept, the ahankar as a misconception is brought about. It is manifested and it is maintained. So when I identify with my body, it is the tool. Ahankar is the tool by which the conception of ahankar is maintained. Now, the ahankar as an object, it is as a material element, it will always continue to exist. But when Krishna says ahankar, anahankar evacha, that means, actually, we should become free from the conception of false ego. So that's why Prabhupada often differentiated in true ego and false ego. Ego itself is there, but we can have true conception of identity. So when we no longer identify with that which we are not, then we don't have any false ego. So anahankara evacha means when we become self-realized, at that time, we will not have any false ego. So ahankar as a conception, as a false bodily conception, will disappear. So, to progress towards causing the ahankar to disappear, we need to see how it works so that we can avoid being deluded by it. And the Gita wisdom tradition often gives the example of a car and body. The Bhagavad Gita itself says that yantra rudhani maya, body is like a machine. So, a typical machine is, say, a car. So now, to understand this car body analogy, let us look at it from a ontological and a functional perspective. Ontological refers to the nature of existence, and functional refers to the nature of working. So from an ontological perspective, if there is a car and there is a driver, then we understand that the two are distinct entities. They are distinct things. So similarly, the soul and the body are different. So at the same time, the driver and the soul are connected. Driver and the car are connected. The driver is the activator, the mover of the car. Similarly, from a functional perspective, although the soul and the body are entirely different in terms of substance, in terms of nature, from a point of interaction, from a function, the soul is the activator, the mover of the body. So that's how the body appears to move. And unlike a driver who is visible, the soul is invisible. That's why people do not perceive the soul very easily. But the soul does exist. And by contemplating the car body analogy, because we understand that the driver is different from the car, we can understand the soul is different from the body. Now, with this understanding of how ahankar works, with this exposure of ahankar, now if you contemplate the car body analogy, you are your car. The car advertisement, you are your car. What does this indicate? It indicates how much today's culture inflates and aggravates the ahankar to absurd levels, where people identify not only with their body but with their car further. And to counter this sort of misidentification and the delusion that results from misidentification, we can contemplate a creative non-historical etymology of the word ahankar. Etymology refers to the root of words. How, where did the words come from? What are its components? So non-historical means this is not actually in terms of Sanskrit grammar, this is not the way the word is formed, but it is something which is a tool for contemplation. So ahankar, we can split as aham and kar. So we can consider that I am my car. This is what the ad is saying. Now we know I am not my car. So whenever ahankar starts overpowering us, we can contemplate this. No, I am not my car. Anahankar. I am not my car. And in that way, we can reject the unnecessary bodily desires which come up when we identify with the body. And in this way, by anahankar evacha, we can move forward and march forwards in our devotional service steadily and become free from ultimately ahankara and attain Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.